Okay, Bern, let's catch up. He's back on board for 2020, a much-loved figure around South Australia and the Port Adelaide Football Club. His coach has come out early and says, we are on, we're coming. He has declared war on the competition, but this man, he loves a war and a battle. Tommy Rockcliffe joins us. G'day, Thomas.
G'day, Jarz. Thanks for looking after me and not giving me the flick like the other bloke you gave.
Charlie Dixon's gone, yeah, and poor old Lulu's gone. Jeepers, we've had a clean out. Hey.
How are we, Bern?
Yeah, good. I'm still here after 4 weeks, so, I'm treading carefully.
No, you're doing a good job, mate.
It's been good.
Hey, mate.
It's been good. I've heard a few of your rants.
Okay. Have you? Do you like them?
Yeah. They're married at first sight. Don't mind that. I get sucked into it.
See, I feel like that resonated a lot with blokes at home that get forced to watch it. So I've had a lot of text messages since. So I'm glad you're on board, mate.
How many pre-seasons have you done so far in your career? What are you up to?
12.
All right. 12. What's so different about this pre-season now that your football club's under the spotlight this year?
Well, I just think we've come together even closer than what we did last year. We obviously, it was pretty well documented, the work we did with the Resilience Project and the connection piece, particularly off-field. But I think we've continued to grow that, and I think you'll see a different style of footy again from us this year, build on the one that we went back to last year and play that exciting brand of footy. We believe our best is good enough, and I think we've seen that last year. And obviously Kenny's coming out pretty strong, I think yesterday or the day before, and said that, and we're of the belief of the same as a playing group.
Where are you at with your shoulder, mate? Obviously, shoulder surgery again. I don't know what number that is for you, but it seems like you're having shoulder surgery pretty regularly at the end of the season. But where are you at now? Are you going to play tomorrow?
Yeah. Third one, Bern. So this one feels the best. I've almost forgot that I had shoulder surgery. It's post-Christmas. Yep. It's been really good. The month before Christmas, I didn't have contact, but it was pretty much full training then. So body feels really good. There's no doubt pressure on for spots. There's some really good excitement coming through the young boys, but guys that have been around the footy club for a number of years now, like Joe Attlee, Willem Drew, guys like this, really put their hand up throughout the pre-season. So I think it's going to be a really good hit out tomorrow night, 5:30 down at Alberton. Normally draws a pretty good crowd, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Certainly exciting time when you get into the in-season program, Jars. That means all the running stops, the time trials stop, so it certainly is an exciting time.
Tommy, you're a senior player and obviously captain your own right for the Brisbane Lions. Now, China is about a month away from making a decision. Stay or go, in your opinion?
Oh, we would love to go as a footy club. I really enjoy the week over there, away with the playing group and the football department for the week. I think it's a really, really good time over there to bond together throughout the middle.
But this virus is getting out of control. The virus is a world threat now.
Yeah, I think that's the underlying factor. If there's any risk to anyone that's going over there, whether it be players, support staff, spectators or anything like that, I think the AFL just put a line through it. Yeah. So that's obviously well above my head. But I think if anyone's health is at risk, then it definitely won't go ahead. But at this stage, I think the club's preparing to go over there and assess as we go on.
As a player, when would you find out?
Oh, I would say when the decision's made. We'd find out pretty much exactly the same time. So I'd imagine within the next 3 or 4 weeks, we'll find out.
Yep. Now, obviously, you need a big impact tomorrow. We're talking to Port star Tommy Rockcliffe. Valentine's Day. Have you got something for your lovely wife, Shana? What have you got, Tommy?
I'm not married yet, Charles. I'll get married at the end of the year. So that'll be enough.
Well, what have you got planned for tomorrow? Beautiful day tomorrow. Valentine's Day should be every day in a relationship.
Day,
I beg your pardon. I'm talking to Tommy.
It's game day. I'm sure Shana, she's at work at the moment. She'll wake up and cook breakfast for me. She does most game day morning. She enjoys doing that for me and Jack. And then we'll have a bit of a relax on the couch and then wander down to Alberton about 4 o'clock, get a few kicks and come home and have a little bit of a cuddle at night.
A little bit of a cuddle and a little red wine.
Yeah.
Oh, how boring is that for Shana? Go and watch an internal trial.
Mate, they've pumped up the game, the inter-club game. Bring your partner or wife down. Is it going to be, what's it going to be like? Kiss cam and all that sort of thing? I might go down with you, Jazz. I might kiss you there at the game.
There could be. What are you doing, Jazz?
Me? Valentine's Day is every day of my lovely wife, Naz.
Come on.
I'm going to do some painting with her.
Painting.
What do you get? Body paint? Body art.
Stand there nude and let her paint you.
Yeah.
She's got to get a spray gun.
What a bad idea.
Need a lot of paint. Cover that.
Cut it out. Tommy, good luck tomorrow. Enjoy it. Just have a good blowout. Looking forward to a massive year for 2020, and we look forward to having you on board for the whole year on Triple M Family. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks for the chat, gentlemen.